Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so let me ask you something.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That'll soothe you Chiefs fans.
Oh, that is soothing.
Yeah.
Not for Chiefs fans this morning.
Well, maybe it'll help.
But soothing nonetheless.
Do you trust the Chargers now? Or did you then? Did you before this game last night?
Yeah, I kind of did trust them a little bit. Well, I don't know. Either you trust them or you don't.
Right.
Yes, I thought that they had the pieces. I didn't think that what they did last night was impossible. No.
And let's not forget either that a few weeks back they were down, I think, 16 to the Steelers at their place.
Sure.
And I think all Chiefs fans were saying, okay, good, the Chargers are going to Pittsburgh. So we'll have that going for us. That's about the only thing that went wrong up until last night, the Chargers winning in Pittsburgh. Now,
well, Shane,
do they stub their toe against the Ravens at home? That's the next question.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's, yeah. Well, what about the Chiefs going to Seattle?
That's no layup.
The complexion
no
of this thing now is a little... And maybe that's what's getting to, you know, I'll give Chiefs fans credit. They know what's going. They know what's coming up. And all of a sudden now you go to Seattle. Shane, I'll bet you that they're underdogs in that game. I don't think it'll be by
man.
Much. Maybe a pick 'em.
It might be pick. It might be somebody
might
minus
be a pick
'em. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, that's, and they're playing well. Seattle's playing well, and they're playing with purpose. I'll just ask you.
They're the number five seed right now. Seattle is in the NFC.
Right. Would you give more for the Chargers' chances at home to beat the Ravens or the Chiefs going on the road to beat the Seahawks?
Chargers by far.
Okay. I think everyone would.
What's more likely to happen? The Chiefs win at Seattle or the Ravens win in San Diego?
I think the Ravens winning in L.A. is probably more likely. But if the Chiefs just win out, beat Seattle, and then come home and beat Oakland, all of this is no big deal.
Or
much ado about nothing.
Just equal the Chargers. Do what they do, whatever that
is. That's all you got to do.
Because the tiebreaker is a better division record. And
correct.
The Chiefs still have that because the Chargers blew
right.
one other one in the AFC West. So we're
they
awaiting
lost to the Chiefs and the Broncos both. So
we're waiting. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. The playoff picture in the AFC. The Chiefs remain on top of the division because of the division record. And if both teams have the same result in Week 16, as Bruce mentioned, win or lose, the division title will come down to Week 17. The Chiefs would need to win at home against the Raiders to clinch. ESPN's FPI, Football Power Index, gives them a 74% chance of holding on. New England currently in the two spot. Boy, how much are they kicking themselves even more after the Miami disaster? FPI still gives them a 99.2% chance to win their division. Houston is the three seed. They still have a two-game cushion over the Titans and Colts with three to play, so they're sitting good in the South, but they're at 9-4. Again, the Patriots 9-4, Chiefs at 11-3. The Chargers at 11-3 are the five seed somehow. They've clinched
the
playoff
spot. That can change pretty dramatically.
Oh, yeah. They could end up number one before it's all said and done. Their Week 17 game that we haven't mentioned will be against the Broncos.
In Denver.
Two games left. Chargers find themselves in a position where they could have the number one seed or be a 13-3 wild card team. Good times for the Chargers.
I mean,
all right. Let's shift gears a little bit with Lee Sterling. Lee, you had a hiatus for a week. We were just talking about that crazy Chiefs Chargers game. You got any thoughts on that thing last night?
Well, thank you. Know what? That it was a great game because the officiating was absolutely atrocious. What's going on in the NFL this year? This is embarrassing. I mean, I know it's tough, but these were supposed to be the best of the best. And thank you. Know what? That the play was outstanding and loved the call to go for two. I thought it's happening. Everyone in my house is like, no. I'm like, yes. And you don't want to go into overtime against Mahomes.
Right.
So. Great, exciting game, and I think the Chargers are one of the teams. As long as Rivers has kind of gotten over the hump and maybe learned how to win the big game at 37 years old, I think they've got a chance to win it all.
He was big time shorthanded last night with his weapons too, with Keenan Allen
top
going
two running backs, best receiver. They got some weapons though.
They do, and Phillip Rivers, man, he's a nice trigger man to have. You're not going to fool him. All right, let's look forward to the Bowls a little bit here. Here in about 30 minutes, I'm going to give my own preview to the Bowls on Saturday and why you should watch them. But you're going to give us a sneak peek into the biggies, including Alabama and Oklahoma, which we'll get to in a second. Let's start off with maybe, Lee, I don't want to say the most fascinating bowl of the bowl
season. Intriguing.
It's right up there, man. LSU and UCF, the Bayou Bengals are given 7.5 to the Golden Knights, and here's another opportunity for UCF to make a big, splashy bowl win like they did last year.
Yeah, and give them credit. I mean, they were down by 17 in that game against Memphis, and it looked like it was over, and they willed themselves and found a way to get back in that game and outscored Memphis 35-3. The crowd was amazing in that game. So here's the problem. If this was the first time they're getting in a pretty big bowl game, I think LSU, might sleepwalk through the first half of the game, but I think they're forewarned after seeing what happened to Auburn last year. They own some huge advantages on the offensive and defensive lines. UCF can't stop the run. Average giving up 290 yards per game over the last 5 weeks here. So I think LSU is just going to control that line of scrimmage. With Mackenzie Milton in there, they got a shot. But without him and playing on the road, I think it's over. The 25-game winning streak is over. LSU 45-24.
Lee, before we get to Georgia-Texas, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Bowl games like this, and LSU is a perfect example. How do you guys, when you start breaking this stuff down, gauge level of interest? Because it's a very real question for some of these teams in the bowl season, isn't it?
I think it's number one, motivation.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of things you have to factor in. You can find out some things just by searching the internet. So, for instance, there's two teams playing tomorrow where their opponent finished exams last week, and two teams are flying kids out this afternoon and tonight for the game tomorrow because they have finals.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, you find out information like that, and some key players are taking exams, too. I mean, there's one site I found that had the list of the 13 kids that are flying out. So you find that out, you have an advantage. Motivation. There's a couple teams. Now, they're allotted 15 bowl practices. There's a bunch of teams that are only practicing 7 or 8 times. So you find out stuff like that. Some of these teams, they've got to keep together these recruiting classes and things like here in Miami. It's fallen apart. I mean, they had 24 commits they thought were going to sign early. They're down to 9 guys right now. So everything's fallen apart for them. They're only going to take 7 practices of the 15. Do you think Wisconsin has an advantage there? So, yeah, it is very important.
Okay, Georgia and Texas. Georgia's giving 11 in this game. This looks like, Lee, and correct me if I'm wrong, Georgia's strengths working very nicely against Texas's weaknesses, yes?
Partially, but I don't know how Georgia's going to get up for this game. Now, I mean, two back-to-back years, they lose the national title game, and they lose that game against Alabama. Where's the motivation?
You get a Sugar Bowl watch.
I mean, to me, it's not there. So, are they much better than Texas? Yes, but I think Texas and Erlinger at quarterback, I think they'll be able to stay in this game. The fun matchup, watch the wide receivers for Texas against the Georgia DBs. All these guys will be drafted in the first or second round this year or the next couple years. There's going to be some real battles out there. I just think double digits in a non-championship game. Give me the underdog. Georgia wins 31-28, but Texas covers.
All right. Dogs barking right there. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. Check out his website for the picks and the specials coming up this holiday season. Missouri, a former Big 8, Big 12 member, taking on Oklahoma State. Mizzou, a 7.5-point favorite in Drew Locke's swan song. He was the next big thing at quarterback for Missouri coming into this season.
Yeah, and Oklahoma State, you got three key players that will not play in this game. It's a shame you have that happen now in college football. I'd love to see them play, even if you have to take out insurance policies. But things have changed here. But Oklahoma State's defense, I mean, just Katie bar the door. They're going to be one of those teams you're going to say, it looks like tackling is optional here. Give me Missouri big. I think they win this game here 51-32.
One of those games.
Yep.
Lee, there are two really big numbers in the CFP. The first one, Clemson giving 11 against Notre Dame. Notre Dame is an unbeaten football team, Clemson the same. Surprising number, or is Clemson defensively the difference in this number?
Talent-wise, Clemson's right there. I mean, their defensive line, all four of their defensive linemen will go first or the second round, but they have not played up to expectations at times. Notre Dame is just solid. I mean, they don't have any perceived weakness. I keep trying to find a weakness, kicking game, you know, a kicker, a punter, a DB somewhere. They just don't have it. So I think they're going to be ready for this game. They got blown out the last time they got on the big stage against Alabama. I think it's going to be a tight game here. And Clemson's special teams ranked number 106 out of 130 teams. I'm going to call for the biggest upset of the bowl season. Notre Dame 27-26 over Clemson.
Nice. Yep.
I can't say that the guy doesn't stick his neck out. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com.
Awesome.
All right, are we going to have similar fireworks in the Alabama-Oklahoma game? I just can't believe that big minus 14 next to Alabama's name, as good as they've played. What are you hearing about Tua and his health, and is he going to be ready? I know there's a good long while before those two teams have to play.
I think he's going to be fine, and I think the defense is going to tell him, listen to it. Do you just worry about the offense? You put up 40 or 50 points, and we'll take care of the defense. You should have been the Heisman Trophy winner. And Marquise Brown, it looks like he's going to play, but he may not be 100%.
Yeah, Hollywood,
that
right?
That could be a real problem. So, also, I'm looking at this Oklahoma defense. Of all the defenses we've seen since we got to the college football playoff, they might be the worst. The defense allowed Kansas to score 40 points here.
Yep.
I think it's going to be big. Roll Tide, 51-31.
All right. This is how the mighty have fallen. Washington State was flirting with the CFP just a few weeks ago, and now they go to the Alamo Bowl. This is the one you can get if you go to ParamountSports.com. Washington State and Iowa State is his game of the week. He'll break that down for you if you go to ParamountSports.com. What else do we need to know, Lee?
Yeah, most people can't figure this game out, but I think I've got the goods on this game. They want to get the game for free. Just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get it for free. And it's been a great first year with you. Last year in the bowls, we went 18-9. So if anyone wants to hop on board, we got 3 weeks left of the NFL season. We won 11 of 14 weeks there. 41 bowl games this year, NFL playoffs and Super Bowl. They want to get everything. Normally it's $5.97. On the internet, when they go to my site, ParamountSports.com, it says save 200. I'm going to give them the friends and family discount. If they use coupon code SAVE300, just $297 for all my selections. That's probably 50 to 55 selections through the Super Bowl. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741. It's been a lot of fun this year, guys. And we'll get back again the Friday before the Super Bowl and do the game and some prop bets
awesome.
There and have some
awesome.
Fun with it. So I want to wish you, your families, your staff, and all the listeners out there a happy and healthy holiday.
All the best to you,
well,
too, Lee.
To you,
appreciate you. And I can say from being a degenerate and being in bowl pools over the years, just going 18-9 straight up in the bowls is hard enough.
Yeah, you take that.
18-9 against the spread is unheard of. So Lee will hook you up. Thanks so much, Lee.
All right.
Thanks, Lee.
All right. Good stuff. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. All right. We have one more family four-pack of Illuminations at Botanica to give away. So we'll do that right now. Call Max and be caller number two at 869-1240. Family four-pack to go see the lights at Illuminations at Botanica. You Chiefs fans, too, here in the next segment or so, after we give away that family four-pack, you got thoughts on the Chiefs, Chiefs-Chargers heartbreak last night? Go right ahead. Coming up next, we've got the Cindio Twitter question. I don't even remember what it was about. Oh, yeah. Cool football player names. We'll get to that in just a second. Plus, I'll give you some reasons why to watch all these bowls starting Saturday. All that coming up on a Friday edition of Sports Daily with Shane and Bruce.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.